Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. When it comes to the paranormal, ghosts, spirits, all that stuff that we talk about on this show, there's very few times where we can have definitive answers to our questions. And that's just the nature of what we do. It's a lot of speculation. It's all conjecture. It's all, well, this happened to one person this way. Maybe think about it that way. Maybe this is relating to how it will be going for you. There's so many possibilities on the stories that we talk about as far as how things will turn out or won't turn out. It can be extremely confusing. Today, we have several stories on the show that really left families very perplexed on what to do. A couple trying to determine what's going on with the unknown in a house that they fall in love with, but it seems that the house not so much in love with them, or something in the house not so much in love with them. It's a dark entity that tries to take over the soul of one of the people in that relationship. And they flee. See what happens there. How about when you go and stay with some friends at a rental, a beautiful, beautiful place, and things start getting weird. Things start getting moved. Breathing is starting to be heard when there's no one around. And it's an ominous unknown of what could happen next. What could happen next? We'll let other shoe drop. Not a feeling you want to have when you're on a vacation. And who's a mysterious ghost man playing with children in the basement of a rental home? You never want a random person playing with your children to begin with, more or less a ghost. But that happens. All that and more in this week's EPP bonus episode number 350 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Can you believe it? 350 we're at. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. The unknown, it's something that can be quite scary. It can be. Sometimes, once you get into the unknown and change occurs, you realize, oh my goodness, this is so much better than before. Why was I dealing with that? Why was I doing this? Why was I doing that? But getting there, getting into that unknown, that's the scary part. Sometimes it's the ruminating, it's the idea, it's the thinking of moving into the unknown that can be the real scary part. What do you do when you're in a new environment? And that in itself is an unknown, but then strange things start to happen. Things being moved, noises being heard, but you can't ever pinpoint where they're coming from or what did it. That's sort of unknown. Is that type of unknown one that leads to good and better, or is that kind of unknown the type that leads to fear and reinforcing those thoughts and ideas of the unknown? It's that type of unknown that we talk about in our next story. Take a listen. Hey guys, my name's Alice. I'm a delivery driver for Amazon. As you can imagine, being in and out of a vehicle all day conjures a desperate need for some mental stimulation and entertainment. I'm so glad I discovered your show. My work days have improved tenfold. I only allow myself to listen to your show while delivering. This way, I look forward to the day ahead of me having a positive association with work. It is quite a treat. I'm from Wisconsin, but moved to Minneapolis a few years back. I have a best friend who still lives in Wisconsin, and she's extraordinary. Kay is a feisty, assertive little Scorpio, yet holds more compassion and empathy than humanly possible. She is someone who you meet and can tell they are different, special. I'm sure you've met someone at some point in your life feeling the way that they were intended for a great purpose. That's my best friend. What most people do not know about her, something she does not broadcast, is that she's a psychic medium. From prophetic dreams and astral projection to communicating with people who have passed, she has a connection beyond our realm and beyond the grasp of scientific explanation. Though I wish I could go into details with her abilities, her stories are not mine to tell. What I can tell you is that when I'm with her, I feel a heightened sense of the world. It's a difficult thing to explain, but I feel I absorb the energy she projects. The only times I've experienced the paranormal is when I've been with her. A couple small examples being waves of malicious feeling in areas of homes we both feel at the same time, and seeing apparitions at a party while on vacation in Texas. But nothing compares to the experience we had on our most recent girls' trip. Each year, Kay, my friend M, and I take a girls' trip. This year, the destination was set to Cheyenne, Wyoming. It was Kay's birthday, and she decided she wanted to visit her dad, Jay. Jay has a friend who is a property manager and was kind enough to let us stay at her home while she tended to one of her properties in Portland. We arrived Friday morning around 11 a.m. As the car pulled up to the house, my breath was taken away. The house was immaculate, just shy of 1 mil, thanks to a quick Zillow search. This 6,000-foot house was the nicest home I'd ever stepped foot in. 8 rooms, all with personal bathrooms, 2 kitchens, a music room full of instruments. It was amazing. K&M went straight to a room to change clothes and put on their makeup, but I dropped my bags in the entryway to show myself around this beauty. I was enthralled. As I entered the dining room, Jay followed behind me, taking it upon himself to initiate a guided tour. As we walked through, nearly everything was made by someone in the family. Sculptures, paintings, furniture, all by her brother, daughter, uncle, grandmother, grandmother's brother, grandmother's cousin. Jay deserved an award for his knowledge and all the artifacts and their creators. Once the grand tour came to an end, I joined the girls to get ready. The next 3 hours were filled with Destiny's Child, Pandora Station, makeup, and seltzers. Jay, being only as patient as a father can be, knocked on the door and asked if we were almost ready to leave. As Jay opened the door, a sting of embarrassment raced through me. Our clothes flung everywhere, makeup and White Claw cans spread across the floor, the bed, the end tables. I had to clean up. I started shoving my clothes back in my bag, organizing the makeup, compiling the empty cans, and making the room presentable as my friend's father stood in the doorway. Once we finally settled on the evening plans, the room was clean. Phew. We decided to go to a bar with a live band and spend our time dancing the day away. Stumbling back to the house around 10 p.m., we went to the kitchen to continue to gab like a gaggle of geese that we are. We will all but M. M immediately crashed, claiming a downstairs bedroom. After a couple of hours, I decided to change into pajamas. I went to the room where we were keeping our clothes, turned the light on, and gasped, "What the fuck?" Jay and Kay came running. My clothes were thrown all over the room. Each artifact of clothing stripped from my bag, even down to my makeup, sprawled out. Everyone else's untouched. "I remember you cleaning as we talked plans," Jay said. Kay grabbed my hand and then said aloud, "If there's a spirit here, make yourself known." Not 3 seconds passed before we hear a loud thud against the wall in the room. Jay grabbed us girls and went to the kitchen. "Wake up, Em. We're leaving. This is not the first time I felt or experienced something in this house. We're leaving." Kay did her Kay thing and calmed her father, explaining and reasoning the spiritual realm with him instead of leaving. We exchanged stories of when we have felt a presence or seen or heard things. Some time passed. We all calmed, then Kay decided to ask again, "If there's a spirit here, make yourself known." Thud. Immediately, but this time closer and louder. At the same moment as the thud, M texted Kay, asking if she would be kind enough to bring down water. When Kay did, M then told her, "I think I just had a panic attack or something. I heard a loud noise that woke me up and I opened my eyes, but I couldn't move, like I was being pinned to the bed. It felt like forever. It wasn't until I heard another loud noise that I could finally move." The next day, after staying up till 4 a.m. from all the excitement, K&M decided to take a nap. Jay and I were talking upstairs while the girls were taking a nap downstairs. Probably 20 minutes went by before they went down there and we heard them giggling coming up the stairs. "Wow," Jay said. "I'm surprised they're up. They never stop giggling, do they?" We waited to greet them, but they never came. So I got up and went to the stairs. They were not there.
I proceeded to go down the stairs, through the hall, and into the room they were in. They were dead asleep. Let me tell you, both these girls have undeniably unique laughs. I returned up the stairs to Jay, but before I could say anything, "It wasn't them, was it?" he said with a frown. It was our final night. I had not slept on this vacation yet. I had been too on edge. It was not that I did not feel safe as much as it was I did not know what to feel. My mind was racing. I was lying next to Kay, who was already asleep and had been a couple hours. I heard what sounded like someone run up and down the hall. I grabbed my phone, turned on my side to face away from the door, put on my oscillating fan app and opened solitaire, anything to distract me from the fear I'm starting to feel. Then there was the sound of furniture being dragged from one end of the house to the other. I'm stunned in a panic while I realize that noise could be the pipes. A house built in the 40s would make some crazy noises. I was able to breathe, gas, shake it off, back to solitaire. I was just about settled in until I heard breathing. Not in front of me where Kay is lying asleep, but behind me. I do everything I can to focus my ears on the breathing over the fan. A moment of strength brought me to turn the fan down one notch to hear a little better. It is there. I know it's there. I can hear it. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. Find out, does the other shoe drop? Is there something in that unknown that really makes itself known to the people hanging out at that rental home over the weekend? We'll have it for you in the rest of the episode. Also, a couple falls in love with their dream home, only to discover the home's demons want to take over the soul of the wife. And who's a mysterious ghost man playing with children in the basement of a rental home? Those stories and more in part two. You want to hear it? Sign up to be an extra podcast person, an EPP that's a supporter of our show. Simply go over to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to our website, ghostpodcast.com, and sign up. $5 a month gets you access to the rest of this episode, all 350 bonus episodes, access to our advanced episodes, our archive of episodes, which is quite literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. And video and more. It's all there for you. $5 a month. That's how we keep the show on the air. We give you all the free episodes during the week. If you like us, please support us. That's all we ask. $5 a month, but the cost of a cup of coffee to keep this show on the air. Enough you guys do it. We keep going. So please check that out. Patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.